welcome. You are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine the biblical passage, we'll review some questions teachers might face, and give a practical teaching tip that will help you. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor of the U Bible Study, and with me today is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Well, today we're studying a special lesson. This is our special focus lesson, and it's titled Created for a Purpose. Now, typically, this lesson is studied on the Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. So we're going to look at some issues related to that for this lesson. Unfortunately, a lot of people, including the unborn, the elderly, and those with special needs, depend on others. Some people in our country, in our society, question the value of people who cannot take care of themselves. But God never does. Every person, everybody, has value, and every person has a purpose. So we're going to look at that in our lesson today.
All right, so the point of our lesson is God values each of us and created us for a purpose. And so we're looking in the book of Jeremiah, a great book in the Old Testament. Let me read verses 4 through 5. The word of the Lord came to me. I chose you before I formed you in the womb. I set you apart before you were born. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And so here in this first section is the fact that God has created us for a purpose. God has created us for a purpose. Now notice that he says, I chose you. I formed you, I set you apart, and I appointed you. Four things that we see there. And so, you know, when we do things often, we do things a little more haphazardly. And so right now we're coming to the end of football season. And so if I were to put together a football team, I would pick somebody to be the quarterback. I would pick somebody who would be my punter. I would pick somebody to be a wide receiver. You get the idea that each time I'm picking for a particular position. I wouldn't just pick willy-nilly just because you're my friend or just because, you know, you look good or just because of something else. I need to pick the person who can do what's necessary for this task because I want my team to win. And that's the same way that God has a purpose for every single one of us. The fact that God created us and created us like we are, God created each of us like we are because he had a purpose for every single one of us. He had a purpose in our unique design. I chose you. I formed you. I set you and I appointed you. So I see a lot of things to talk about there. But come on, Christina, what does it mean to you when he says that I chose you?
Oh, wow. That makes me feel really good to know that God chose me and that he has a purpose for me. You know, sometimes we can feel down or feel useless or not feel good about ourselves, the way we look, the way we talk, the way we walk, you know, just criticizing ourselves about everything. But then you learn that God has a purpose in everything that he's done and that he chose you. That's really encouraging for someone who is dealing with a low self-esteem. And then once again, when you think about the lives that are not valued And I know sometimes people are made to feel that they're not valued. Then they get a hold to this truth that God chose you and God has a purpose for you.
Yeah, so he chose us before I formed you in the womb. So God chose us, chose you, chose me, chose everybody before he formed us in the womb. So that meant that he has also formed us for the unique purpose he has for each one of us. And then it says, I set you apart. So that means that I was born in the place and situation where God wanted to use me. And I appointed you. So that means that he has given each of us a particular task. So he has chosen us. He has given us particular skills, particular acumen, particular strengths, particular personalities. The fact that you can sing is not by accident. The fact that you can't sing is not by accident. He has formed us and set us in the place where he wants to use us and given us a particular assignment. He has appointed each one of us. He has not just appointed Jeremiah. He appointed each one of us for a particular task. God has a purpose for every one of us. I can remember as a child, people would share the old Four Spiritual Laws tract, and I can still remember the first statement in that tract says, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And I can say that when I was young, it didn't make sense to me that God had a plan for my life. But now I can look back over my life and see how God's hand has maneuvered and moved certain things in my life. And I can see in hindsight the plan of God for my life. And so, but he doesn't just have a plan for my life. God has a plan and a purpose for every life. He created us for a purpose. Let's go to number two. So, number two is God helps us carry out our purpose. Verse number six. But I protested, "Oh no, Lord God, look, I don't know how to speak since I'm only a youth." Then the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a youth,' for you will go to everyone I send you to speak whatever I tell you. Do not be afraid of anyone, for I will be with you to rescue you." This is the Lord's declaration. And so God helps us to carry out our purpose. This particular verse has a lot of meaning for my life, but come on and tell us what you're thinking about this idea that Jeremiah protested, Christina.
You know, Mark, it has a lot of meaning for my life as well. God called me very clearly, but I was quiet and still am quiet, shy, and laid back. And I just could not believe that God was calling me to teach and to lead in Christian education. I said, "Oh no, not me." Just like Jeremiah did, I protested. But God, over time, has opened up doors. He has provided opportunities. He has, in his way, allowed me to see and be strengthened in this calling that he's given me, that this indeed is what he had in mind for me.
All right, you know, ever since I was in eighth grade, all I ever wanted to be was an engineer. In eighth grade, I went to a career assembly and a guy was showing some slides and he showed some slides of a computer. And I decided sitting in that dark auditorium that day that I wanted to be a computer engineer. And that's all I ever wanted to be. And so through 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, I never changed my mind. I wasn't one of those, you know, people going back and forth. I wanted to be a computer engineer. Went to school at the Moore School of Engineering at the University of Pennsylvania. Why? Because I wanted to be a computer engineer. Graduated from there and went and worked in my dream job at the IBM Corporation because I wanted to be a computer engineer. And so even though that's what I wanted to be, that was not God's purpose for my life. And one day, in the midst of wanting to be what I always wanted to be and loving the process of getting there, God called me to be a gospel preacher and a pastor. And so this verse is what he used to call me. I can remember I was in a junior in college, and it was during the month of February. A little old lady named Helen McGowan, who had only gone through eighth grade, was our WMU director. And she was given the Annie Armstrong Home Mission Offering Challenge. And as she gave the Annie Armstrong Home Mission Challenge on that day, she didn't know it that day, but she stripped away every excuse I had for not responding to my call to the gospel ministry. And by the time she finished that 5-minute challenge using these verses from the book of Jeremiah, she didn't know it, but she was used of God to call me to the ministry. And so these exact verses are the ones that she used. And so that's why it has a very special place in my life. And you talked about, protesting like Jeremiah protested. I think every good person that God has called probably protested, the whole process. The only one I can think of that volunteered was Isaiah. Only he said, "Here am I, send me." Everybody else said, "Please send somebody else." So God can help us to carry out our purpose. And so that means that we have to be open and have our ears tuned to hear the voice of the Lord. Let me ask you, Christina, how do you know when God is talking to you?
You know, I think it comes from just knowing, having that relationship with God and reading his word and listening for his voice in prayer. And, you know, because there's something within you that, you know, it's difficult to explain because it's a spiritual experience that takes place. You know, I know God is speaking to me when I get a strong sense of his presence or a circumstance that, becomes unusual or something like that. So he uses circumstances as well. And he uses people, you know, like the lady that spoke to you. God has used people in my life as well.
So there was an article I read in one of the magazines recently that talked about some of the people who were making predictions about, and some of their predictions didn't come true. And so a lot of times people are saying they're hearing from God, but we have to, how do we know when it's just us and when it's him? So I want to suggest three things that people ought to be thinking about. One is that God will give you peace in your heart about it. So there's the heart test. If I'm trying to be what God wants me to be, I can search my heart to see if there's peace in my heart about what is going on, what God is saying. But the second thing is that, and I think sometimes that's where people end, but that is not sufficient enough to tell whether it's God talking. Then you also need to look at his word, right? Because what God says is never going to contradict what his word says. And so does what I feel like God is speaking to me stand in alignment with the word of God? And third, I ought to run it by other people who I know are godly, sincere believers. So does it pass muster with other godly spiritual believers who understand me and understand the context that I'm working in? So the scripture says no scriptures of any private interpretation. So it's important that when we talk about this idea of hearing from God, as it is in this particular text, that we make sure that we test the spirit by the spirit, as the word says. Our heart, the word, and other believers ought to come in agreement with what we believe God is speaking about. So we're created for a purpose. God has a purpose for us. God helps us carry out our purpose. And third, God equips us to fulfill our purpose. God equips us to fulfill our purpose. Verse number 9. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and told me, I have now filled your mouth with my words. See, I have appointed you today over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and demolish, to build and to plant. And so God equips us. So whatever it is that God wants us to do, we may not be able to see how we can accomplish it. But if we will walk with God, he will empower us by his spirit to fulfill the task that he has given to us. I've seen it in my life. I heard you mention it just about your life, Christina. So what are you thinking?
Well, you know, absolutely, God equips us. And he did equip me because, when you're called to a specific role, and you don't know anything about that role, then you need some help. So God made it very clear that I was to, and I loved it. I fell in love with Christian education when I realized this was where God was leading me. And God opened up the doors so that I could go to seminary and study Christian education and get a degree. So that was all God. You know, that was all him equipping me. And I served for at least 20 years as a Christian education minister in a church. So that was part of my equipping as well. So every job that I've had, every experience that I've had has been God's equipping, because he's not finished with me. I'm not done yet. And I realize even in my role at Lifeway as the content editor for you, God is continuing to equip me.
Well, I think one of the great things about this whole thought is that when we can't see ourselves doing it, we know that's when we really know that God is the one at work. So like the last thing I could ever see myself doing was preaching. So I'm an introvert. I don't even like to talk all that much. But God is not limited by our limitations, huh? God is never limited by our limitations. And when God does some things that are beyond our limitations, that's when we really can see and know that it was the hand of God that did it and not we ourselves. And so God will never call you to a task that he won't also equip you to fulfill. But don't expect the equipment before you get there, huh? So a lot of times people won't step out on faith to do what maybe God has purposed for them to do because they don't feel like they have what it takes in order to do it. Well, that's why it's a faith walk. And without faith, the Bible says it is impossible to please God. And so you've got to step out on faith, not knowing how God is going to accomplish it. And when you are willing to step out on faith, God will meet you there and God will accomplish what it is he has set to accomplish through you. So what a powerful message this is for people to hear right now, because I just believe that there are going to be people who are going to hear this lesson who are, you know, sitting back and waiting for somebody else to do something, when deep in their heart, they already know that God has spoken to them about doing something different. And friend, if God has spoken to you about doing something different, you get up and you start moving in that direction and allow God to manifest himself and to show you that he really is the one who has been calling you and who has been purposing you and who has placed you and appointed you and formed you and set you. Whatever it is that you've got, God has uniquely designed you to accomplish a purpose that he has purposed in his mind that he can only accomplish through you. God wants to use you. So any last thought as we conclude this section, Christina?
Just one little thought, Mark. Even as God has called us, and God may have called you, if you're listening out there, remember that he will not leave you on your own. God will be with you through this, and he will walk with you through to do what he has called you to do.
Yeah, and since we're talking about Jeremiah here, don't think it's always going to be easy. By the time we get up to chapter 20, Jeremiah is ready to quit. He has been frustrated, and he is ready to give up and throw in the towel. But then God reminds him that he has called him. God reminds him that he will be with him, and Jeremiah keeps going. So just because God called you doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Huh? God didn't call us to easy. He called us to faithfulness. So continue to walk in faithfulness before him. So, wow, this is a great way to think about this particular time, this particular lesson, because there are many of us who are thinking about our uniqueness and the fact that God has created us in the unique situation that we are with our unique features. And so now it's a reminder that God designed you because God wanted to do something through you, huh? And so what a great lesson this is for right now. So thank you, friends. And if you're a teacher, I want you to stick around just for a moment because we have a 60-second teaching tip that's going to be helpful for you on today. But right now, I just want to say that if you don't have your Bible study groups together, please get them together. This is one of those lessons that can call out the called. Sometimes people aren't responding to the call to the gospel or the call to ministry or the call to missions because they have not heard somebody express it. And so this is one of those lessons that can help us to call out the called for Jesus Christ. And so make sure you get your Bible studies in the hands of all of your students at www.lifeway.com/YOU. It is our Urban Multicultural Bible Study. It is now available in a digital format. It also comes with a leader's pack. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. You don't want to miss out on that. All right, Christina, give us our tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is be sensitive. Now, we've talked a lot about purpose and fulfilling that purpose and carrying out the purpose. But don't forget that at the very beginning, the scriptures tells us that, that that God chose you before, well, let me read that. It says, I chose you before I formed you in the womb. There may be students in your class that have had an abortion, and they recognize here that, wow, there was someone that God had formed, and now that person is no more. So be sensitive to that. Be prayerful. Also, there may be someone who has family members who are aged or who may be dealing with some disabilities. All of these people have value. They have value here on this earth, and they all have a purpose, and they have value to God. So as you teach, be mindful of what your learners may be experiencing and be mindful of their needs.
All right. Thank you so much. This has been a great, great lesson. Just one to, think about in this particular season as we're all going through. And so, friend, hope that you are blessed by this lesson as you share it with those who are in your Bible study groups. And join us again for our You Bible Study podcast coming up, because you never know where God will take you.